Holy Saturday is a day of waiting. It's a day of reflection as we wait the return of the Lord and meditate on his suffering and death. The churches are left bare. And as we move towards the solemn vigil which begins in darkness, we begin to sense the anticipation of the resurrection. Holy Saturday is a night filled with ritual. The readings for this night echo the ancient tradition of waiting for the Lord. The gap in our life is bridged by God's gift to us, namely his Son. Luke's Gospel reminds us to have our lamps burning brightly for that moment when the Master returns to the table. Gradually, our reflections turn towards our baptism. The anticipation of the resurrection also echoes how all the faithful, the baptized, are reborn in baptism. Reciting our baptismal promises can be a recommitment to stay on the journey of faith. The shadow of the cross is still present. However, there is a new light and it can hold our attention. As we gather around the Eucharistic table on this night, remotely in many unusual circumstances, we are now connected to be part of God's plan. God's revelation to the world is also a revelation to each of us to repeatedly enter his invitation to follow him. This encounter with the Lord will lead us through many experiences. We are not alone. The Lord has prepared a way for each of us because of his passion, his death and his resurrection. Holy Saturday is a day of contemplation on the Paschal mystery, the mystery that God has a plan for each of us. Our relationship with him is a journey of enrichment from our baptism right through to the end of our lives. The newness of life in God continues. The story hasn't ended. The cross becomes a shadow pointing towards hope. So this evening of Holy Saturday, let us repeat the line, Christ has died, Christ is risen, and Christ will come again.